were relics of past sanguinary, history, blubber spades, rusty old bayonets, and cutlasses, copper bolts, rudder irons, harpoons, bomb guns, bricks that could have come from nowhere but a whaler's trying out furnace, and old brass pieces of the 16th century that verified the traditions of the early Spanish navigators. Ship after ship had come to grief on Oolong. Not 30 years before, the whaler Blennerdale, running into the lagoon for repair, had been cut off with all hands. In a similar fashion had the crew of the Gasket. A sandalwood trader perished. There was a big French barque, the Toulon, becalmed off the atoll, which the islanders boarded after a sharp tussle, and wrecked in the Lipu Passage, the captain and a handful of sailors escaping in the longboat. Then there were the Spanish pieces, which told of the loss of one of the early explorers. All this, of the vessels named, is a matter of history, and is to be found in the South Pacific Sailing Directory. But that there was another history, unwritten, I was yet to learn. In the meantime, I puzzled why 6,000 primitive savages let one degenerate Scotch despot live. One hot afternoon, McAllister and I sat on the veranda, looking out over the lagoon with all its wonders of jewel colours